Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Littlefield. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Littlefield. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting second. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Saul Ragovin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Saul Ragovin. And now, play ball. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ragovin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kokos. Fox reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Kokos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Ragovin covering, for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Young reaches second base with a double. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is walked intentionally. Dick Littlefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Hunter moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos, who is chasing the ball. Rivera reaches third base with a triple. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is called out on strikes. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rivera scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cocos hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Saul Roggoven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roggoven takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Roggoven moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. Roggoven moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Roggoven scores. Fain goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Max Lanier now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground for an out. Minoso scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rivera hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Young takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to second. Saul Raghavan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raghavan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Raghavan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cocos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Raghavan covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Fox reaches second base with a double. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain bunts towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Courtney moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Courtney scores. Dyke moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Fritz Dorisch now pitching. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Dyke moves to third. Two outs. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Bliska now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-2 in the game. Mealy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Mealy reaches third base with a triple. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Red Wilson. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Tom Wright pinch hits for Fred Marsh. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy scores. Stewart moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Stewart scores. Wright moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-3, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos. Fox reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. Dorisch moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-2 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos, who is chasing the ball. Minoso reaches third base with a triple. Dorisch scores. Fox scores. Fain goes all the way around to score. It's 10-3, White Sox. Bobo Holloman now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Elliott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cocos. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. It's 11-3, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Len Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-3 in the game, with a triple. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Schirmlaller now catching. Vern Stevens now playing shortstop. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-3 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kokoz hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Kokoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Fritz Dorisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dorisch is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dorisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with three doubles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Dorisch moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Fain reaches second base with a double. Dorisch scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 13-3, White Sox. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two triples. He's got 5 RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kokoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenhart moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Lenhart moves to third. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lenhart scores. Dyke moves to second. It's 13-4, White Sox. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Bobo Holloman. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Browns 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Babe Martin now catching. Luke Ridlow now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Mealy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young catches it and throws to first to double up Rivera. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-4 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kokoz hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-4 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.